You ever wonder why it's so easy to get distracted? Why some days you can be completely focused and other days you just can't seem to get anything done? Hi, my name is Willie Shaw. Today we're talking about distractions and the entrepreneurship and how you can avoid those distractions and be able to stay focused, ultimately achieving your dreams and getting more things done. And the easiest way I can do this with a quick story. Now, when I first became an entrepreneur and I started kind of going down the path, I was consuming every bit of entrepreneurship I could find, from the Gary V's to the Tai Lopez's, and from podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, I was watching it. I was really consuming like every single day as much as I could, planning and just trying to structure out what I wanted to do and start taking action. And the thing was, I was just planning and I wasn't actually taking any action. It felt good to read these things and understand that other people had the same problems as me and I could really relate to them. But when it boiled down to actually taking action, that's where I didn't know what direction to go. So I found myself just constantly distracting myself with these videos. And then one day I just took a second to really think about like, what was I doing? And really I was just distracting myself from the actual work. And that's what happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. We get so caught up in the consuming and trying to get a better understanding of what it is we're going to do and try to map out the perfect plan for success and, that straight road. And the truth is, those are there. It's great to consume. It's great to get that advice. But at some point, you have to decide whether you're just a listener or consumer or an actual go-getter, an actual hustler, and an actual entrepreneur. For me, I had to make that decision to stop consuming so much and start actually doing. Now, what really helped me was number one, and that's turning off notifications on my phone. Now, this might sound small to some people, but I cannot tell you how much of a benefit this has been for me, to the point where I was able to actually delete the applications that were distracting me the most after I turned off these notifications. And these are apps that I was completely addicted to, things like Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. It's really easy to get addicted to these apps because in our spare time, right, in the time that we don't have anything to do, it's easy to pull your phone up and kind of scroll through it. But I replaced that spare time, 10, 15 minutes, with reading, and I was able to actually not only consume but get real value because a podcast and a YouTube video, those are really just inspiration. But when it came down to actually finding real key advice and things that were going to help me to really achieve success, I found that most books really had the knowledge that I needed that I could go and apply to my daily life, as opposed to like a podcast that was just more of a, hey, go and buy my course or hey, go and do this. So number one is just notifications, and number two is really just knowing your distractions and understanding that when they're coming and when they're happening, that you are ultimately in control of yourself. And you have to make a conscious decision to avoid that distraction and get back to what works. I like to use the analogy when the person that I am pulls a knife, the person that I want to become pulls a gun. And that's just saying that I can overcome anything, right? Anything that I distract myself with, I have the ability to stop myself from doing it. And nothing could hold me back from achieving what I want to do once I set my mind to it. And even if the distraction pops up, I know that it is simply that, right? A distraction, and that I need to get back to work. And these are really two things that have helped me achieve a ton of things. Over the course of the last year and a half, I've been a full-time photographer, along with a full-time entrepreneur. I've run a couple of marketing courses. I've created a couple affiliate successful businesses, and it's just been really awesome to see how my life has changed once I was able to cut out the distractions. And that's really what it is, because we all get the same 24 hours in a day, and what we do with it is up to us. And we could either be a person who sits back and says, wow, that was amazing, and you're watching somebody else do it, or you can be the person that's standing up there doing it while other people are saying, wow, I'm amazed. And it's within all of us. We all have the power to just go out there and crush it. But it all starts with knowing, how can you spend your time more wisely? How can you spend your time more productively? And for me, it was just cutting out distractions. That's all I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're a dad entrepreneur and you're looking for other dads who can relate to you, I want to invite you to join the Dad Entrepreneur Podcast and Dad Entrepreneur Facebook group that we created for dads just like me, just like you. We have struggles, right? We struggle with time management. We struggle with knowing what's the right thing to do, what's the right way to spend our time. This group is for people just like that. So the link to the Facebook group's in the bio, and I'll see you guys there.